Fine Report. News and analysis. Dan Rather, CBS News, the White House. Good morning. 7 days in October. Some notes for future historians after this.
Yesterday, my assistant dressmaker quit. 8 bridal gowns, 2 unscheduled fittings, and half a corned beef on rye later, I got upset stomach. 1 busted sewing machine after that, I got a headache. Too much to do, too little time. Upset stomach and headache? I took 2 Alka-Seltzer.
When you have upset stomach with headache or body aches and pains, Alka-Seltzer has antacids and specially buffered aspirin for quick relief. Use only as directed.
Why not a Joy Chow Mein? It's ready in minutes.
Sounds great.
Chicken or beef or shrimp, and everything's in it.
I just heat up the meat and gravy from the top can and add the crisp oriental vegetables from the bottom can, and I'm done.
Serve up La Joy Chow Mein for dinner tonight.
Why not?
La Joy Chow Mein is quick, easy, and delicious. La Joy makes Chinese food. Twing American.
Why not?
Somebody in this country must be doing something right. Or perhaps it is just that we as a people are blessed with more dumb luck than any other of our time. Or maybe it is true, as has often been said, that the good Lord keeps special watch over children, drunks, and Americans. How else to explain that this nation of immigrants, this experimental country, has kept intact its leadership and its stability through the stresses and strains of the past 7 days? Politicians would have us believe they are responsible. Maybe they are. A strong case can be made, however, that it was done not because of their efforts, but despite them. The evidence is by no means conclusive, but evidence abounds over the past 7 days that there may be something in the system and the people that allows this society to absorb more rapid change faster than most others, and to absorb shocks without disintegrating. That's the good news. The bad news is the country may not yet be through this season of shocks. Much depends upon whether the leadership has learned anything. The White House, from the President to the Secretary of State, right down through the publicity men, blames most of the crisis of confidence, surprise, on political enemies and the media. The men at the White House are livid with fury over even the suggestion, any question, about possible links between the alert of American military forces and Mr. Nixon's efforts to rebuild his standing with the people who elected him. Henry Kissinger, genius, decent man, Nobel Prize winner, loyal and tireless servant for the American ideal, looks reporters in the eye and says, quote, "It is up to you, ladies and gentlemen, to determine whether this is the moment to try to create a crisis of confidence." The press, including this reporter, makes mistakes, including some during the tumultuous days of the past week. It is fair to raise the question of what the effect of this has been, here and abroad. Is it less or more, in the spirit of fairness, for Kissinger and those above him in the pecking order of power to ask of themselves if perhaps, just perhaps, some things they have done in recent days may have contributed to, may have helped to create the crisis of confidence? The people will decide, and history, and the final verdict will take a while. The interim verdict already is in. It includes at least a tentative conclusion by the people that while the press, radio, and television have made mistakes, the president and those around him also have made some, especially during the past week. And the argument that the president's problems primarily are the work of the media and his political enemies at home, no matter how justified, if at all, is wearing thin, even among longtime admirers and supporters of Richard Nixon. Now the nation takes a breath. For the moment, the tone, the mood, the feel of Washington is that there is some precious time now to breathe a bit easier, to reflect upon one of the most compact 7 days of constant crisis in a long while. People questioned and were not afraid to do so. They would not be herded in their thoughts by timing, media manipulation, harangues, false reporting, intentional or otherwise, nor by foreign pressures. In the end, when it counted most, they gave their leadership the benefit of doubt. Now they are asking, has the leadership learned? Really learned anything? They are watching and listening for signs that new ways are being adopted. That's some of the way it was in the week that was, 7 days in October. Now, please, this message.
Ooh, the long wait. It's called the wait. The long wait. You want a tough pickup with front end brakes. and saw his face. And the dealer says,
sorry, friend, that truck's not at my place.
And so you wait. You do the wait.
The wait. If you got to deal with someone who's singing a different tune, then get on down to your Ford dealer. He has the biggest selection of 1974 pickups you'll probably have all year. These are his roomy, rugged pickups with twin I-beam front suspension, front disc brakes, and a hidden storage area behind the seat. But don't delay. Your Ford dealer's selection may never be better, and he's ready to deal right now on the truck that fits you and your job. So get on down to your neighborhood Ford dealer, and you won't have to do the wait.
The wait. The long wait.
Dan Rather on First Line Report from CBS News.